So in the past, one has done an action, a karma, and a bad one, and because we accept the law of cause and effect, infallibility of bad action bringing our suffering and good action bringing happiness, because we believe in that, therefore, as long as that bad karma is not purified by antidote of purification, complete with the four opponent power, if it's not purified by that antidote, then no matter how long they may take time in between, let's say eons and eons, still that karma will have to ripen in the form of suffering. So in this way, one has to think, now there's not anyone who hasn't done wrong for me to receive this unfair, what called supposedly unfair criticism, insults, and unpleasant word. It is only me who has done wrong, and it is only me who is to blame for, because at this point of my life, my past life's bad actions, their what called results are ripening at this point. So that's the way how one has to train one's mind in those circumstances. It is like in Rinpoche's birthplace, native place, there are some people who, when it comes to real bad relationship with other people, they would kill without hesitation the other person. So when the other person is killed, that's fine. But behind that person, there are a whole lot of friends, relatives, who at one point afterward in future would kill this person. So somehow, that first act of killing other person, its karma ripens on this person in a very vague way. So this is just an example of how our karma at this point is ripening in the aspect of receiving insults and supposedly unfair treatment from others. So in the first place, if one hasn't killed the other person, let's say if the person hasn't killed the other person, then there's no possibility at all for that person's relatives, parents, to take blood revenge and kill the first person. So in the same way, in this life, in our lives, there are a whole lot of incidents where other people treat us badly, insult, and sometimes even beat us up. So that whole thing will definitely have to, because of our same kind of treatment toward other people in the past lives, and the result ripening now. So in the same meaning to the point, great master Shantideva says a verse which in meaning is to be explained as meaning that in the past one has done wrong thing, kind of what are called beating up, insult, and saying unpleasant thing to other, and these are now in this life ripening in the form of receiving the same thing now. So in this work on explanation, let's say in normal life, we seem to encounter some people who treat you badly. So that very person, the whole circumstance of person forming out there, treating you badly, has to be a result of the past life, because why these circumstances arise, and the person who is inflicting harm arise there. And at the same time, when the person is inflicting harm on you, treating you badly, you have to think that, oh, at this point of the what I call at this point of circumstance, it is because of me that this person is again create a bad karma. So it is because of me that he is being involved in this bad action. Therefore, with this kind of thinking, one has to specially generate a kind of compassion and care to this person. And that's how, in such circumstances, we have to apply this way of thinking as a kind of solution.
What the day is that? On the wrong it in it, or the sentence yan, or wrong is sentence yan, and the dog here. And the sentence yan, but the dog in the wrong you. My mom was yet at this. My mom was yet at this. Long until I never sang it, and it sent it to some. But I'm Jonathan, my mom was that she won't be with a little march in it. Send thee and then Meg and all by somebody else.
And also, on the other hand, the way of thinking should be that this same person in the whole past lives of mine, he had been countless time, he had been my mother. And in all those times when he had been my mother, he had been as kind as my present mother of this life. So in this way, with that kind of thinking, one has to work on, in such circumstance, one has to regard that person as very dear and hold him as very precious.
What अनि तंदा सोसो नेवाल चेंगे क्याला सोते अनि सेंचे मोंबो चे अनि अनि करसे दागी अनि पासे नेवाल से अनि शासा ठाटुं जिपा मग पापा के हैं अ तंदे के थाने में आवत है वाच का जैसा दिस तो जैसा दिस अनि अनि और तंदे से पढ़ा रहो चे अनि डचे ने अनि तंदे के पे तस स्टेप ऑन तो बो で、目ね、もう、シャラそば。で、出てきて、あ、パパやことにやる。出てきて。あの、ち、先生だ、その、だ、先生がしらね、ラスせやろ。出てきて、出てきて。パパもせ。あの、ち、どろけやろ。だ、パパ出てきて。出てきて。あ、せ。で、あの、パパ、パパ、パパ、けやろそば。あ、じばもどんなスタート。あ、出てきて、もうもち。
And also one has to think this way, that to this same person, in all the past countless lives, I have killed him countless times in the time, in such time when he had been an animal. And during those times I have eaten his flesh and drank his blood and what would normally call with bones you chew. Yeah, and I have chewed his bone countless times in the past when he had been an animal. And also not only that, there had been occasions when out of envy, trying to have good skin of animal, I might have killed this person countless time, either to wear the skin on my body or as an ornament. And also in the past, I might have killed him countless time when he was born as an animal close to deer and antelope, in whose testicle normally we extract a kind of substance which is used for anti-poison, especially against poisonous snakes. So I might have killed him as animal and taken that extracts from his testicle. So in all those past lifetimes, it's possible I might have treated him badly and might have killed him. So yeah, also that's another alternate way of thinking.
What today is that paru paru niye chene o tu zine ta o pento tu shuan paru paru pa ne ja chene ta se pa de tong la se.
So at this point, one thinks that things in this whole way of reasoning, and especially with this last one, that this person I might have killed countless times in the past and might have treated badly him in the past countless lifetime. Therefore, at this point now one has to have a kind of thinking that all this bad treatment which you are inflicting on me, it's most fair because now it's like a kind of same thing I have to receive in return. Therefore, I completely think that it's all up to your freedom, up to whatever you want to do. It's most right, most fair that you may do whatever you want to do to me. So with that kind of total submission to that person and try to kind of a way of thinking that I offer all my body, wealth, and body, wealth, and all kind of article, I completely give to you, and therefore thereby I submit to you. So kind of thinking that it's all fair, that you can do whatever you want. So there shouldn't be slightest of dislike to that person in that sort of circumstance. One has to, on top of all this, one has to think also that, oh, it's because of you that now I have this wonderful opportunity to have all my past bad karma ripen and be purified. And also, if this not purified, then there's possible that I might be reborn in lower ends as a incessant suffering like hell, where I have to again experience all the intense suffering. Therefore, you are most kind to be able to provide this opportunity for me to purify all my past bad karma. And not only that, especially one should have a kind of total rejoicing thinking that especially you are most kind because you give me an opportunity for me to perfect in my practice of perfection of patience by which I become so close in, or I get closer in my goal of achieving Buddhahood. Therefore, the precious work called state of Buddhahood is also being made closer, quicker by you. So you are very, very precious, and I thank you. And at this point, one have to offer a statue of the Great Compassionate One, which in Tibetan meaning, I thank you is the word for great compassion. So in just a kind of work of humor, saying you have to offer a statue of generosity, which represent in Tibetan a statue of thank you.
Thank you very much.
On the great Kadamba Geshe Chekhava, he says in a verse which in meaning says, whichever person who either in relation to an enemy or one of his relatives or friend, whenever there is an occasion of anger and hatred being caused by these people, either their enemy or their one's friend or relatives, whenever they try to cause hatred and anger, at that point, whichever person can look at those object of hatred and anger as the best teacher. So that person, wherever he goes, at whichever place he stays or stays, that person will have the most peaceful mind and there will not be any other priest or any other person more happy than that one. Whoever can see the objects arising anger and hatred as the real teacher. So with regard to teacher, which in literal meaning of the word is a friend of virtue, whoever helps you to increase your virtue. So with regard to teacher, is the person whoever gives you teaching and who bestow you the vows like the bodhisattva vow and mantra vow, by which one makes progress on the path and attains Buddhahood. So a teacher is really somebody who is very precious and kind for one in the course of attaining Buddhahood. And in the same way, that person, whoever supposedly arise or cause you to become angry, may also be like a teacher, because he provides you the chance to practice patience, by which one also attains Buddhahood. So he should be same as a teacher. So whatever kind of person can see this in that person, that person as a teacher, then this person, whoever can see that, then this person, wherever he goes, his mind will be always peaceful, happy. So as a practitioner of the Great Vehicle Path, if we, whenever, if we encounter such situation where other people inflict harm on you, insult you, and even if possible that other people may kill you, in that sort of circumstance, if we as a practitioner of Great Vehicle Path, if we can apply these way of thinking, then all these circumstances will become enhancement of our bodhicitta practice. And it's never possible that these practices, it's never possible that these circumstances will decline our practice of bodhicitta. It will increase it. That's why normally there is a saying, Lojong Deve Tongcher, which in meaning thought training, the city of happiness. So this in meaning, the thought training, city of happiness. So this in meaning is like whoever, a practitioner, whoever does good practice of the thought training, then for that practitioner there will never be slightest of suffering and problems. It will be all happiness. because he can transform every bad circumstances into source of happiness. So maybe tonight we stop here. There are about 5 minutes left. Any questions? Any questions? If there is no question, then we're going to do meditation for 5 minutes, thinking this way. At this point of our life, we seem to experience a lot of harms and insults from other people, especially during this degenerate era, where all the sufferings and problems and harms and bad treatment from other people are countless, like a constant shower. So this is how our normal situation at this point of degenerate time is. But still, let's think that all these, if we can handle it properly, then we can think that this is actually our countless past lifetimes, bad karma, ripening, and especially to the people who supposedly are unfairly treating us with all the what we call insult and so forth. To that, if we can think him as very kind, who provide us to do our practice on love, compassion, and think that this person is like a lama, a teacher, who makes sure that we are doing our practices properly. So with that kind of thinking, if we, at the end, have a kind of a genuine compassion for this person at that circumstance when he harms us. So let's try to think that way. And at the point, conclusion is to have a kind of a genuine compassion for that person in such circumstance. So imagining such circumstance and trying to generate that genuine compassion. So in that we meditate for 5 minutes. During this degenerate time, where there are a whole lot of problems and inflictions, so at this point, if the practitioner is not able to practice the thought training, then we can clearly see from our own examination that it is never possible to have other practice of the great vehicle path to be progressing. And therefore, we can clearly understand how precious and important the thought training practice are at this time.
Also, I can tell you a little bit about Dawa. He was born in Tibet. His name's Dawa Dondul, born in Tibet. And following the Chinese occupation in 59, his parents left for India. And Dawa studied in various Tibetan education institutes in India. He graduated from in Buddhist studies from the Tibetan University of Sarnath with a master's. And since then, Dawa has personally translated for more than 30 Tibetan lamas. He's translated texts into English. He's taught Buddhist translation, you know, the skills of translation to monks in Nepal. So, and for the last 2 years, Dawa's been resident translator at Chimarajan Institute and translating for lamas if they can through including Kwebi Kensa Rinpoche a couple of times. So, there you go.
Thank you.